Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Tshuva, the laws of repentance, the fifth out of the five halachas in the Sefer Mad, in the Book of Knowledge. It's mitzvah saseh achas, it's one positive commandment, and that is sheyoshev achoyti mechetu lefnei Hashem, that the sinner should repent from his sin in front of Hashem, v'yizvada, and confess. Ubir mitzvah, and the explanation of this mitzvah, v'kalim hanegirorim imo beglola, and the primary principles that are drawn with it because of it, which, as we'll see, there are, seem to be some secondary ideas that are mentioned over here, but the Rambam says that they're drawn with that. The Prakim Eila are in these chapters, which there are 10 Prakim. The first four discuss the mitzvah of tshuva. Perek Hei and Vav discuss free will. Perek Zayin discusses the importance of tshuva and its great maila. Perek Ches and Tes discuss reward and punishment. And Perek Yud discusses serving God out of love. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which talks about confession and atonement. As Rami gets a lochav regarding the obligation of confession when one repents. Kol mitzvah shabatayr, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, bein asay, bein loisa say whether what one is supposed to do or when one is not supposed to do. Im over adam al achas men, if someone violates any one of them, bein mezodin, bein mishkog, whether deliberately or by mistake, kishayasa tshuva, when he does tshuva, meaning when he makes up his mind to repent from his bad ways, to go back to Hashem in his Torah. V'yashav michate, and he returns from his sins, meaning he's not going to do it anymore. Then he has to confess in front of God, blessed is He, like says in the Pasuk of Midbar. Isha, Isha, a man or woman, if they're going to do any of the sins of man. And then it says, they're going to confess on the sins that they have done. This is called the confession of words. Now, this confession, mitzvah say, is a Pasuk commandment. How does one confess? Oymer says, on Hashem, please Hashem, Chatasi, I sinned by mistake. Avisi, I sinned deliberately. Pashati, I sinned to anger, lefanecha, in front of you, v'asisi kach v'kach, and I did such and such. V'reinechamti, I regret, uvoishti b'maisi, I'm embarrassed by my actions, ulo ilmei nechazel davazeh, I'm never going to come back to this ever again. V'zeu kogel shal vidur. And that's the primary principle of confession. Now, v'chol amar b'lez vadas, umarach bin zeu, now whoever increases his confession and is lengthy in this topic, rizim shubach, he's praiseworthy. V'chein ba'lei chatois v'asham, so to those who had to bring a carbon chatas o'asham as a carbon, the Eishim of Yinkam in the same Asher Gagasim, at the time when they bring their sacrifices for their error, or deliberate, there are some cases, for example, Hashem Gizelois, or by Shavuos Ha'edus, which they're brought for even deliberate, just as when one does by mistake, Eimes Kabbalim Kabbanim, they do not get atonement for their carbon, Atshei Yasu Tshuva, until they do repentance, V'yisvat V'yidvarm, and they confess a confession of where Shlomach says in the Pasuk Yikra, V'yisvat Hashachatala, that he will confess that which he has sinned regarding it. So to all those who are liable for capital punishment, or liable for corporal punishment for getting lashes, they don't get atonement with their death or with their lashes until they repent and they confess. So to someone that's like injured his friend, or harmed, damaged his money, although he compensated him, he paid him for what he was liable for him, Einim Iskapa does not get atonement, Hachizvad, until he confesses, V'yashiv Malasis Kizel Oilam, and he repents from doing such a thing ever again. Shlomach says in the Pasuk, Mikol Chatas Adam, from all the sin of man. Halacha Bey is regarding atonement, that of the Sar HaMishtaleach. Sar HaMishtaleach is the he-goat that sent off the cliff, Lazazel, on Yom Kippur. So Lefishu Kapara Kol Yisrael, since the atonement for all of the Jewish people, continuing with the theme of Vidu, which what we're discussing, so Kohen Gadol Mizvada Lav, so the high priest would confess on it, Al Lashon Kol Yisrael, on the wording of all of the Jewish people, Shlomo says in the Pasuk Miyikur, Mizvada Lav, he would confess on it, as Kol Avonos Bnei Yisrael, all the sins of the Jewish people. Now, Sar Mishtaleach Mechaper, this Higo that was sent off, was atonement, Al Kol Avonos Shabbatayrah, for all the sins in the Torah, Akal Zachamuris, the lighter ones and the most severe ones. Bein Shavu Bezodin, Bein Shavu Bishkog, whether someone violated deliberately or by mistake. Whether he became aware of it, whether he did not become aware of what he did. Hakom Miskaba Basar Mishleich, all of that was atoned with the higo that was sent off. But that is Shasa Tshuva, if the person did repentance. But if he didn't repent, then the higo does not atone for him. El Alakalis, only for the lighter sins. Umayhain Akalis, what's considered the lighter sins? Umayhain Achamurus, what's considered the most severe ones? Sachamurus, the severe ones, Hein Avedah Shachayimele Mises Beznakaris, it's that sin which you're liable for capital punishment or to die young. And shvu shav v'sheker regarding a false or unnecessary oath, alpha b'shem mekaris. Although there's no punishment mekaris, still at eim and chamuris is still considered for more the severe ones, like the Torah says kilo yanaka. So it's considered as severe. Now ushar mitzvah slice to say all the other negative prohibitions, mitzvah sasei shem mekaris or any positive commandments that does not have a punishment of mekaris, hein akalas. Those are the lighter ones that does get atonement even if the person does not do tshuva. Halacha gimel regarding, continue with the theme of atoning for sins, Now, b'zman hazeh, in today's time, she'ain beis hamikdash kam, there's no temple. Ve'ein lo mizbach kapara, we don't have an altar of atonement. Ain shem el tshuva, there is only repentance. We don't have karbanos anymore. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol averes, but atonement, but tshuva atones for all sins. Afal rasha kol yamav, even someone who was a wicked person all his days, v'asa tshuva b'acharon, he did repentance at the end. Ein maskirin lo shum dov medisha, we don't recall for him any one of his wickedness. Shemak says the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'risha sarasha, and the wickedness of the wicked person lo yikosha ba b'yim shuva medisha, he will not stumble in it on the day that he returns from his wickedness. V'as mashiyam kipurim mechapal hashavim, and the essence of the day of Yom Kippur itself atones for those who repent. Shemak says the pasuk in Yikra, kivayim hazeh yechapal lechem, because on this day it will atone for you. Now, although, like we said before, that repentance atones for everything, and the atzma Yom Kippur mechab, the essence of the day itself, or just Yom Kippur itself, atones. Yes, shaveres, but there are certain sins shemeskapes b'shaitan, that the atonement happens that moment. Now, the yes shaveres shemeskapes elachas man, but there are certain sins that the atonement only happens at a later point in time. It's a case of how so. So, other adam al mitzvah say sheim b'karas. So, let's say someone violates a positive commandment that doesn't have a penalty of karas. V'asa true when he repents, ina zaz misham, he doesn't move from that spot until they already pardon him. Uve'ilu nemer, regarding that, is what the pasuk says, shuva vanim shebavim, return, O wayward sons, eper meshuvaseichem, I will heal your waywardness, says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it happens right away. Now, avah mitzvah slices here, someone violates a negative prohibition. She'im b'karis, that there's no karis, and b'lemisa bezin, and no capital punishment. V'asa true when he does tshuva, so tshuva teila, the repentance will suspend the punishment, but yimikipur mechapa, but the atonement will only happen in yimikipur. Regarding this, what it says, because on this day he atones for you. That's the conclusion of the tshuva he did for the leisase. Now, of our krisis and misses bezdim, let's say he violated sins that have a punishment of karas or death by cord. Vasa tshuva, and he does tshuva. Tshuva yemikibrim toil. So repentance and yemikibrim will only suspend. V'yisurin haboyin alav, but the afflictions that come to him, gomer lehakabar, that will complete the atonement. But he will never have a complete atonement at Shiboy Lab Yisun until he has these afflictions. Regarding this, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Uvakadati b'shevet pisham, and I recall with the stick their sin, and with the nega of afflictions their sin, because that's what gives them the atonement, the Yisurim. When we say this, that Yisurim will cleanse the sins of the person and will atone for him, is b'sholichilas Hashem b'shosha ava, only if he didn't desecrate God's name at the time that he violated the sin. Av mchalas Hashem, but if he desecrated God's name, av b'shasa tshuva, even if he repented, b'gi yom kippurim, ready was yom kippurim, bo'im b'tshuvas, and he still maintains his repentance, uv'ol av yisurin, and types of difficulties and afflictions came on him, ein miskabel kapar gemur, he's not going to get a complete atonement, atche yomas, until he dies. Because el tshuva, because rather the repentance, Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement, Yisurin and afflictions, Shloshtam Toilin, all three will suspend the punishment, but Amisa Mekaparis, the death will atone. Shlomach says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'nikla ba'aznai, Hashem Tzavakas. It was revealed in my ears through Hashem Tzavakas. If this sin will be atoned from you, Atamusin, until you die, which that was a chil Hashem, that Hashem called out through his prophets to return, and before the punishments, and you guys were laughing and eating and drinking, that was a chil Hashem, that atonement only happens upon the death of the person.